A court on the Greek island of Lesbos has dropped espionage and other charges against volunteer aid worker Sean Binder and 23 others in a trial denounced by human rights groups, including the UN, as a sham. Sean Binder, who grew up in Ireland, was arrested with others in 2018 while volunteering for a search and rescue charity on Lesbos that was helping migrants. Felony charges remain against Sean Binder, and he's on the line now from Lesbos. A very good afternoon to you, Sean Binder. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
Brian, delighted to be chatting to you. Thank you.
So what is your reaction to this ruling from the court today in relation to these charges? They're being dropped.
I mean, mixed feelings right off the bat. I am very happy that I can no longer brag about being a supposed spy. That is excellent news. But at the same time, I suppose, you know, this isn't necessarily justice. Justice would have been having a trial 4 years ago and being found not guilty, whereas now what's happened is we're not getting to a trial because the prosecution has made so many errors that a trial became impossible within the statute of limitations. Yeah. So mixed feelings, but generally delighted.
Yeah, I mean, just to say to our listeners that these charges were dropped at the request of the prosecution. The prosecution that had brought these charges went into court today and said, no, we don't want to pursue them.
That's right. I think the prosecution has just become perhaps suddenly aware that one cannot issue an indictment without a language that the defendants understand. And you have to clarify what exact charges you're bringing forward. All of this was missing. And there was no correlation between exactly what spying is in the Greek penal code and what we were accused of. And so really the position of the prosecution became untenable. Our fear is that that might be a bit of a tactic. You know, we're slapped with these very, very serious felony charges too. And just the same, once we get to trial, the prosecution might step back and say, actually, no, we're not interested anymore. But the damage will be done because, of course, no more search and rescue on the island of Lesbos because of the prosecution.
Yeah, I mean, the felony charges remain. What are they? Do you know what they are? Is it clear to you what those charges are? And have you any indication of when you might be brought to trial in relation to those?
I cannot illuminate that for you because the prosecution hasn't been able to illuminate us. It has waited 4 years and has not even concluded the investigation phase. I mean, literally, I was invited to the island 2 months ago by the prosecution with regards to the felonies, and it was the first time in 4 years that they had even opened the case file for the felonies, and nothing happened. And we worry that the statute of limitations for the felonies, which is another 15 years, will in fact be exhausted before we get any sense of what exactly they intend to charge us with.
Yeah, I mean, they are potentially serious charges, aren't they? You could, if found guilty, be up to 25 years in prison.
So, exactly. I mean, this includes, for example, the facilitation of illegal entry, being part of a criminal organization and money laundering. I mean, these are horrendous crimes that, you know, we reject completely.
You've argued all along that the purpose of this exercise wasn't to bring you to trial or secure a conviction or send you to prison, although you think you did spend some time in prison. But the purpose here is the Greek authorities seeking to, you know, discourage anybody from engaging in the kind of activity that you were engaged in, to try to warn people off, as it were.
Brian, exactly. And that's what we saw. I mean, the day after I was thrown in prison with murderers, there was no more search and rescue happening on the southern part of the island. And now 4 years on, there is none at all. And people continue to drown. You know, my ask of the Greek state, my ask of the European Union isn't to do anything particularly outlandish or utopian. It is simply that they respect the law. And the law says that we must provide care to people at risk of drowning. That is our duty. And we should continue to do so. And these prosecutions, I think, cast a shadow of doubt over whether it is in fact our duty. And that has serious life-threatening consequences.
Sean Binder, we leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for taking our call this lunchtime here on the News at One. There, we'll take a break, but still to come this lunchtime, we'll be hearing about a survey from the Society of Chartered Surveyors indicating that perhaps as much as 40% of property sales in the last quarter of last year were involving landlords getting out of the business.